And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of the Israeli writer S.Y. Agnon, born in a village in Ukraine, 1888, author of The Day Before Yesterday, about the lives of westernized Jews in Israel. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1966. It's the birthday of Earl Stanley Gardner, one of the best-selling novelists of all time, born Malden, Massachusetts, 1889, who created the character Perry Mason, the noble lawyer who defends innocent people accused of murder and also is a detective who solves the crime that proves his client's innocence and also the identity of the real murderer. There were 80 Perry Mason novels, a radio program, a couple TV series, and 24 TV movies. The first appearance was in 1933 in a book called The Case of the Velvet Clause. Gardner told his publishers he was creating in Perry Mason the character of a fighter who is possessed of infinite patience, broad-shouldered, rugged-faced, his eyes steady and patient. Earl Stanley Gardner himself was a lawyer, was suspended from law school for fist fighting, never went back, worked as a typist in a law office, studied on his own, passed the bar exam, set up a practice in Merced, California, and then in downtown Ventura in 1921. His law office in Ventura is still there. It's used by other lawyers today. One of the stops of the Perry Mason walking tours that are offered in that town. And so is the old courthouse where he once litigated, which is now the City Hall. It's the birthday of comedian Phyllis Diller, born Lima, Ohio, 1917. Didn't start as a stand-up comedian until she was in middle age. She was a housewife. She had raised five children. Started a career in San Francisco in 1955, doing one-liners like Housework, Can't Kill You, But Why Take a Chance? Appeared on stage with outrageous makeup, ludicrous hairdos, carried a cigarette holder, though she did not smoke, and a fur scarf that she said she had trapped under the kitchen sink at her home. She said, "She was so nervous that the sweat ran down my back into my shoes." But she became well known when she started performing regularly on TV, often on the Jack Parr Show. Author of several books, including a memoir, Like a Lampshade in a Whorehouse, came out in 2005. Phyllis Diller, who said, "Never go to bed mad, stay up and fight." Here's a poem for today by Sue Ellen Thompson, entitled Hospital Days. The tests, the blood work, they were good days, with magazines to absorb the time spent waiting. The nurses' banter spread a sheen of normalcy over everything. And the doctors left a little space in their advice where spirit might lodge. The three of us went everywhere together, and at last I knew the pleasure that the only child takes in the company of her makers. Then the doctor came to us one day and said the chemo hadn't made the kind of progress he was looking for, that we could take my mother home and stay. We sat there, stunned by what our weeks of rushing to appointments had not left us time to contemplate, then drove home without speaking. This day, unlike the others, would not end with smiles and goodbyes. My father's and my arms tucked beneath my mother's, and hope's modest, steady flame still unextinguished in us at the thought of eating supper at the kitchen table before we called the cats in from the dark. Hospital Days by Sue Ellen Thompson. From The Golden Hour, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.